Your voice work is impeccable, by the way. I think it's one of those talents that a lot of people don't understand.
My voice, like, as in accent work or?
Accent work and animation and
Oh,
stuff like
thanks.
that.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fun to play, so many multiple roles that you can literally just change your voice into a different tune or a different accent and be something completely different. I love it.
I would think that there are instances where you talk to yourself in a booth.
I talk to myself often, Tony. Yes.
As do I. First of all, congratulations on Global Harmony. What a
Thank
tight
you.
little thriller this is. It hits all the right buttons. We'll say that because it's a
Great.
the intrigue is amazing. The your co-performers are spot on. This is basically a flawless film.
Wow, that is beautiful. Thank you so much. Everyone would love to hear that. So we appreciate your feedback. That's amazing. I'm glad it resonated so well with you.
Well, I enjoy films like this where, it's not about car chases. It's all about the intrigue, and what the hero is going through to get his vision seen. And you do such a great job in this.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Yeah, I mean, that's what drew me to it. I mean, I'd love to do a car chase movie one day, but I am drawn to the human struggle and the dilemma that he deals with, and the plight to be better and to change the world, but also protect his family. And yeah, it was a hard one to maneuver, but I'm really proud of the work that everyone did.
Was there an audition process for you, or were you at the top of the list and they just offered you the role?
No, there was an audition process. We actually had a little meeting on Zoom, just Fabio and I, first before just to talk about the film to see if we had the same kind of way of working. That was really important to Fabio, because Richard is in pretty much every scene, so we need to make sure that we get along and we understand the kind of same kind of artist language. And after that, they asked me to audition, and I did a couple of auditions, and the rest was history. Originally, the role was written a little older, and so they were a bit worried about that, and so they kind of brought it down a little and aged me up a little, and so we could find a better balance there.
Well, it really worked out, and Fabio's a tremendous director. His history is one of those solid things where, boy, he just knows where to put that camera.
He does. And I mean, everyone on that set was just like 10 out of 10. Everyone was working so hard and they didn't back down. They wanted their shot. They waited for their shot. They got their shot. We worked really hard. I mean, I admire Fabio. He is just a man that doesn't stop. And he's like, I want this. So he'll keep going until he gets it. And I think we can all take a little bit of that energy and run with it.
He's also a good actor.
I know he's a fantastic actor. I know I actually watched a few of his other films too. So it's like just to kind of get to know him before I met him. And I think you can tell a lot about the way that someone works by their performance as well. And yeah, it was fantastic to have a great co-star, let alone an amazing director, and then a fantastic friend at the end of it too.
When you're working with a director that does act, I mean, is that easier for you? Is there like a shorthand that they kind of know?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, every director is different. I've worked with directors who aren't actors who have that shorthand, but there's something that is an unwritten kind of language between two actors talking about a scene and trying to figure it out together. And it's definitely faster when they understand where an actor's coming from. I think that's priceless, and I absolutely love working with like an actor director. Sure.
Do you carry this toolkit that all actors carry? Does that start from the stage when you were doing stage work? And you still are doing stage work, but I mean, do you carry that into film, or is it two totally different things?
For me, I totally carry it. I think it's the exact same thing. You just have to have a different mind for where your audience is. And so, I mean, creating a character, breaking down a script, working on the beats, they're all the exact same, whether you're doing Shakespeare or, Beckett, or you're doing a film. You have to kind of break it down. You have to approach it. For me personally, I approach it the exact same way, because everything has to come from a place of truth and honesty, and then what you're trying to do. I mean, stage is different because sometimes you're in a stage of performing to 1,200 people. So maybe the end craft is a little slightly different, but for me, the beginning and the journey and the creation of a role all starts from the same place.
What do you think audiences are going to discover about themselves and about life after watching Global Harmony?
Whoa, that's a good question. that's a little question. Honestly, I think what would be fantastic for people to take away is we can have a better balance of equality in this world, but we all need to be part of that solution. We can't turn a blind eye to what's going on in the world that's happening in our back door, our backyard, let alone in other countries. That our voice matters, and one person can make a change. So just imagine if we all rose up and actually made a positive change in the world. Easier said than done, but I think having those ideals with a realistic kind of grounded quality, I think, is the best way forward.
I think human beings are scared of change in some ways, because it's the unknown country.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. But I would hopefully we can shake everyone up a little. But and some people need leaders, and so other hopefully it will inspire people to be the leaders, and then they can inspire others to work with them.
Before I go, I want to everybody that's watching, I always point out a film, but if you haven't seen Molly's Game, Morgan, you are just terrific in that as well.
Thank you. That was such an incredible experience. My first day on set, literally being in a room with Aaron Sorkin and Jessica Chastain and Idris Elba. I'm like, okay, all right, first day, here we go.
And the laughs never stop.
It was an amazing experience, and
It's terrific to catch up with you and get to know you a little bit. I hope we can do a longer interview sometime, but
anytime, let me know.
congratulations on this. It's just a great thriller.
Thank you, Tony. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.